ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Have we developed capacity within our spheres to press into God, to get that expertise, experiment, try, trial and error, and then he breaks in with divine insight, divine capacity. Daniel was committed. He was so committed. He got this vision and then he says, Then he goes on and he says, okay, I understood by the books. He goes and then he researches. What have other prophetic voices said about this situation? What has gone on? What is God's plan? What is God's idea? How is this going to play? And at some point, he's walking through the palace. He's read the books of Jeremiah. He's read the prophecies of Isaiah. He reads Isaiah, and then he comes across one prophecy that talks about Cyrus. Remember, Isaiah prophesied long before Daniel. And then he reads about Cyrus, and Daniel is in the courts, he's in the king's palace, he's in government. And somewhere along the line, he comes across a young prince, Cyrus. And he says, do you know your divine destiny? He uses his influence and his position in the court there to begin to mentor that young prince. So that that young prince, even from that age, gets to know, he says, come. There was a Jewish prophet who mentioned you by name. How else is it possible that in the first year that Cyrus was king, he says, go and rebuild the temple? Because he was prepared for it by a man who knew the times and the seasons in his area of expertise. Who is called to government? Who is called to diplomacy? What are the prophecies that have been said concerning different things, concerning Nigeria, for example? And what is our role in that? Do we know? Because this walk in joy is not a walk that we do alone. We do it together. This walk and this battle to bring about a new kingdom is a joint work. Who knows Reinhard Bonnke? Raise up your hand if you know Reinhard Bonnke. Okay. What do you know him as? Evangelist to Africa. Many years ago, he's an evangelist, he's not a prophet, but passionate about Africa. So many years ago, he said, God talked to him about Africa and said, look, and he showed him Africa and said, Africa looks like a gun. He says, wouldn't Africa then be the pistol through which God shoots and brings about revival to the world? And that was his mantra about passion for Africa. But like Daniel, he took it further and said, okay, so if Africa is a gun, so that means the nozzle is South Africa, and that means the trigger is Nigeria. Right? Can a nozzle and a trigger not work in harmony? Don't they have to work in harmony? So is there a diabolical plan to continue this fight between South Africa and Nigeria? And are there Nigerians powered by the kingdom who know this thing and are in government or positions of influence and can bring about that harmony so that Africa reaches its full potential and fulfills its divine mandate? Who will key into joy? A prophetic voice I respect, Erwin Baxter, many years ago from the scriptures prophesied that the Berlin Wall would have to break to fulfill certain prophecies. This is getting a bit political, but But he also saw from the scriptures that there would be a one world government, but that the nation, America, will not be part of that one world government. That was his view. And many of us who followed him said, Oga, America is the leader of this global, is at the helm of this globalist. We didn't know there was someone like Trump coming. But meanwhile, there was a minister who, I'm told, had been discipling Trump for years. Key into joy. Your personal crisis is a signal of regime replacement. And what is the final goal? It's eternity. What does eternity look like? It means immortality. What is immortality? It is the dream of every biologist. It's the dream of every stem cell researcher. It's the dream, if you look into Roman mythology, it's built into the desire of every human, the feeling that we are meant to live forever. It is the reason we do not believe that we should get old. It is the reason why, as the years go by, we keep getting redefinitions of this is what the new 50 looks like. I remember when my dad was 50. Are you sure you are 50? All this and that. Not necessarily, not only just in physical looks, but in the things we get up to, in the things we dare. But that promise, that desire that is in every human is realized only in Christ and in that ultimate regime change. And when I think about it, I say, okay, look, you know what? It is more real than the person who gave me a check and the check bounced. Because if you're going to key into joy, you have to key into joy at a level that is higher than what is giving you pain. The challenge or the trust for a better situation than what it cannot be your source of joy. So when Pastor Ayo comes and says joy, it is because he senses personal, it's a good thing he's not here and I'm saying this, but there are people, I have met people who know they're not pastors, but they're pastors entitled because that's what we're used to, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. But then there are people who are pastors in their heart and in their nature. And you know that that mantle is on them. He's one of them. So when he comes and then he tells the church, we need to key into joy. And in the same breath, he has a pain about regime change. God is speaking. Do you know the song, Jesus is calling me to a higher place of praise? To stand upon the mountain and magnify his name. To tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Jesus is calling me to a higher place of praise. Okay, some of us know him. Jesus is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people in the nation that he reigns. Jesus
is calling me to a higher place of praise. He'll become my highest praise
when all that I am responds to who you are. It becomes my highest praise just to know you. Thank you. We need to step into a new plane. We are eternal beings. I like this. Everything we're going through right now, plus the challenges, plus the victories, plus the frustration, plus the testimonies, plus the joys and the times we've been happy, is probably just one step from here up to here. And then that will be it. But eternity, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and on and on and on. Let's not allow this. It is painful, I know. It is tough, I know. But from the perspective of eternity, it is less than a millisecond. Don't make choices that will rob you of a glorious eternity. And I'm not just talking about making heaven. No, I'm talking about an arrival with swag, with confidence, with glory, with knowing that you have this mansion, with getting there and seeing Miles Monroe and giving him a high five. Man, you got to heaven on a chariot of fire. How was that? And then you see Benson in the hosta, you know, Papa, you try, but man, that miracle I saw you perform that time, God did something like that with me too. And I said, yeah, same God, same spirit. You get there, and then you see that one believer, that one little boy, that one day you gave him a small Bible, you gave him food, you invited him to church, and then he became an evangelist, and then he turned his whole slum into a city and built a church and sent missionaries. And then when they now come, and then the Lord comes to you and then gives you this crown of rejoicing. And then you say, how many souls did I win? It was that boy. But then you remember that at the time you were giving the boy that thing, it was actually the last 10 naira you had. You will just be for real. What are these crowns? I mean, the Bible teaches us that there are different crowns that we will have in heaven, in glory, in eternity. Let's arrive with swag. We are Zion. Let's get to the place. If you're a sci-fi buff like me, you know that every human, everybody is looking forward to the time when there will be order in the universe. 1 Corinthians 15:24 to 28. That is when order is restored to the universe. Do you want to arrive there with a crown of joy, the crown of rejoicing, which they call the soul winner's crown? Do you want to arrive there with a crown of righteousness, which God gives to those who have loved his appearing, who have devoted themselves to how it will be and given themselves to be, look, God, I want you to appear. You know, and when you say that, it depends on who you're talking to and what you say, I no go marry. That's what some people say. But then there are those that say, look, Jesus, come now. But we know that for him to come now, we must influence humanity. We must build and do everything and shape and bring judgment over yokes. Jesus is calling us to a higher place of praise. What about the crown of life, which he will give to those who have endured temptations? I mean, when we get there in glory, we will see. I mean, we will know now. We will know which crown each person has. We will know. Some will have multiple crowns. Some may have just one. But we will know. And it will be clear to everybody. And when you see it, you will now look. Don't be in a position where you have to look and say, ah, if only. Because this crown of life is a different one. Because this is for those who have endured extreme persecutions, even to the point of death. Leah Sharibu, our sister, who has been kept by Boko Haram because of her faith. What about those who have died because they did not, the martyrs? When we see them in glory, we will know the martyrs, because those ones will just be different. They will just be, like, you know when you know your levels. I mean, we're all saints. We're all, you know, in heaven. We're all immortal. We all have bodies that can move and go through walls. Although the world would have changed by that time, you know, because the immortal bodies that we would have then, this earth cannot contain them. There has to be a new heaven and earth. It's a totally different kind of physics, a totally different kind of physiology that the world has to change. That is why it says all of creation is looking forward to the manifestations of the world of the sons of God, because we have to change first. We have to press into eternity first before order is restored to the universe. So when the martyrs walk and we see them, we will just, you know, we will just know that, because their garments, that crown is unique. There's the crown of glory. And they tell me that these ones are especially for pastors. Because when it talks about this in the Bible, it talks about those who have shepherded the flock. But you can pastor anybody. And then there's the imperishable crown. Let us arrive in eternity with swag. I'm talking about an arrival. Let it be that when you, if before Jesus finally goes and I have to arrive in heaven, I want to arrive. I want Daniel, whom we've spoken about today, to say, Olufolajimi. I want Paul, who I admire with his writing, to say, my brother, you too, you try. Joseph turned around the whole nation and nations, brought about new technologies because there was a purpose. And what are we saying about Daniel? Do you know one of the things I even admire more about Daniel? Because he saw this thing afar off. And he made preparation. You want to know how far he made preparation? Some scholars suggest that because you can see from everything that Daniel was very deliberate. He made sure he mentored Cyrus. When he saw that one king was trying to misbehave with the order that God, he went and he prayed. But while he was praying, the new government that now came said, hey, you must be with us. He didn't plan the coup. But, you know, there had to be regime change. But he looked far and saw that there was the coming king. And he said, I have to be a part of it. I have to do something that tangible in this earth concerning the arrival of the king. And it is said that he set up this school of people who studied astronomy, who knew what to look at, studied the prophetic books. We already know that he did. And they knew from the prophetic books and from God giving them insight into science. Astronomy, I didn't say astrology. There's a difference. And so he set up this school, and that when Jesus was born, wise men came from the east. They came because they said, our Papa Daniel has prepared us from long before. And he pressed into the knowledge of this Christ. But he said, there are three specific gifts you must bring to recognize who this person is. Gold, he's a king. Frankincense, he's a priest. Myrrh, he's going to die. Or is it the other way around? But those are the three. Three specific gifts. These were wealthy men who dedicated their prosperity and their knowledge of science, everything, to the arrival of the king, to ensure that the divinely prescribed regime change happened. What is your role? As an entertainer, as an educator, as an architect? There be joy. Shall we pray? Jesus is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Jesus. is calling me to a higher place of praise. Jesus, you're calling us to a higher place of praise. To stand upon the mountain and magnify your name. To tell all the people in every nation that you reign. Jesus, you're calling me to a higher place of praise. One last time. Jesus, you're calling me to a higher place of praise. To stand upon the mountain and magnify his name. To tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Jesus is calling me to a higher place of praise. Heavenly Father, help us. Help each of us to stand on the mountain that you have allotted to each one of us. Let each believer here find that mountain. It's the mountain of religion, media, sports, business, education, family. Father, let us stand and let us magnify you. Let us declare your rulership. Help us, Lord, to be like the men who heard that call about David and arise and see that Jesus is indeed King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Master of the universe. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,